Yo, it's another Speak On It podcast. It's your boy Young Skip. Y'all know where to follow me at, AKO on the gram. You know I got the crew with me.
It's your boy Illy. Y'all don't notice, but this is the fifth take to do the intro. And
Even tripping today, that's
wow.
wild. But anyway, we got a special guest today. We got my boy D
What's
Melt.
good? What's good?
So we just go right into the playoffs, man. Did y'all see Toronto winning it all?
I did. That's hey,
You,
Kawhi like that. Really
bro, Kawhi is different, right?
different.
You wait, when it
Yo, how did you feel? Because you're a Warriors fan, right?
who?
Yo, yes.
I'm an impending free agent though, so we'll assess that on a signing date. When is that? July 1st?
That's when you're gonna make your decision of who you're rocking with this
Exactly.
year. Damn. So wait, Mel, did you always think Toronto was gonna win the whole thing, or like once you started matching up with the Warriors?
Honestly, I thought like once they match up with the Warriors, I was like, yeah, they're gonna win it all, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why same thing I
I
thought. I said Toronto in
thought
three.
three. Yeah,
Yeah.
facts,
Hey,
but
dude. So, do you think that if the Warriors were healthy, you think they would have won?
I don't know. I don't.
Ooh. So with KD healthy, you still don't think that it was like a guarantee that was gonna win?
I don't know. I really don't. Because I think, bro, I think Kawhi still would have stepped it up to like another level, though.
No, that's what I'm saying too. Because he had smoke for the Warriors just because they had Zaza had injured him
Facts.
the last time they had
Facts.
matched up.
Yo, if Kevin Durant was playing, we would have had a parade in San Francisco today.
Yeah.
Wait, so do you think that Kawhi's career is greater than KD's now?
Hell nope.
Nah, I mean you still. I mean KD's still like the scoring champion. You feel me? He still like did all
Yeah.
this other stuff though. But like, this is it's crazy though. He almost he close to the same level though. He for sure top five.
Right. Yeah, because I was for sure saying this whole season that KD was the best player in the league.
Yeah, and then Kawhi came.
And KD's
Then
still the best
Kawhi.
player in the league.
Okay, but like we saying Kawhi top five though.
Oh, easy. He been
Kawhi,
hasn't he been
yeah.
pretty much top five though?
Nothing.
Yeah, I think because he missed last season, so we stopped
Yeah,
thinking about him, you know?
yeah.
So for sure, yeah, Kawhi, he's always been on the cusp of
So
like
what is he,
top
top
five,
three now?
six.
No, he's still top five.
Ooh,
Top, he's got to be top
wait, so
three.
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Who's better,
Yeah.
Anthony Davis or Kawhi?
Kawhi.
Kawhi?
Ooh.
I'm taking Kawhi.
I'm
I'll
taking
take
Anthony
Kawhi
Davis.
too. I'll
We
take Kawhi.
see, we living in the moment. We
Bro,
forget. We forget.
wait,
no, no,
so.
no, no, no,
Nah,
no,
yes, we are. We
no, we
forget.
not.
Wait, so who are your top five right
Top
now?
five?
Yeah, you don't have to say them in order.
Well,
Just give me your top
KD's in
five.
there. AD's in there. Kawhi's in there. Lakers about to have three top five players, by the way.
I know
Kevin
Curry's in there.
Durant is in there. And then,
You said Kevin, right?
no, AD, KD, Bron, Kawhi,
Kawhi.
and then
Curry.
You gotta put Steph in there.
it's yeah. I guess you could put Steph, unless you
What you mean?
I was
What
about
you
to
mean? You gotta
say,
put Steph.
either, I'll either put
Yeah.
in him or Giannis.
Well, you put Giannis top
No,
five?
Giannis can't shoot the rock.
What?
He can't shoot
I
the
don't know,
rock.
bro.
How are you gonna be top five?
Giannis,
Giannis
bro.
is crazy.
So
Wait, Mel, give me
my
your
top
top five.
five. All right, I
Yeah.
got James,
James who?
LeBron,
LeBron James?
and James Harden.
Wow.
James Harden?
What do you mean?
I want to see who you
All he
leaving
does is
out.
score.
Kawhi, KD. Actually, take out. I would just say for this season, take out LeBron at Kawhi. And I think that's my top five: KD, Steph, Kawhi,
Damn, James
James,
Harden?
and Giannis.
I guess I can
I'm
respect
surprised
that.
you really not putting 80 in there?
No.
See, we living in the moment. We
No, we not.
eight. Oh my God, 80 literally 80 is a walking 30 and 15.
Kawhi just does like shit too, like, bro. He does it on both ends, bro. He
Yeah,
does it more than
bro.
he does it
Yeah.
more than Anthony Davis on both ends for sure.
Are you're
Yeah.
not serious when you said that.
I am.
You can't say that with a straight face. Hey, after,
Bro, I don't know. That's
hey,
tough,
bro.
though.
Bro, Kawhi proved he's a bucket, though.
No, for sure. Kawhi, yeah. He's a consistent scorer now.
Hey, look, after this podcast, we all going to sit down and watch some Anthony Davis highlights so we can remember who Anthony Davis really is.
So you're telling me, Elliot, now that the Lakers got AD, they're going to win the finals next season?
It's already sold up. They might as well simulate the season.
Wow. They might as well
skip 2019 and go straight to 2020 and let Melo come to the league.
That's the thing. I don't think that's the case. I think they're going to need a year of getting used to each other.
Toronto didn't even need that. You got Bron, Kawhi, and AD. What more? What type of chemistry do you need?
Kawhi.
They're getting Kawhi.
Bro, they're not getting Kawhi. Kawhi rather playing. I don't think they're getting Kawhi, bro. He said already.
Nah, he not.
Thank
he not
you, going bro. That's he said what I'm trying to tell people, Mel.
He not going. He That's not going to the Clippers. I'm telling you right now,
bro.
Look, I'm gonna tell you right Clippers, now. This is the scenario. Kawhi would have gone to the Clippers if he hadn't won this championship. Him winning this championship proved already that he doesn't need anybody else, or he doesn't need anybody else to win a championship. So now that he did, he can come to LA, to the Lakers.
I get what you're saying, but he still say he finna play with the Clippers instead.
Hey, yeah. When did he say that? I need to see the exact article.
Bro, he said it. That's what I'm saying. I want to say it was before this season. They asked him, or early season. He was just talking about how he wouldn't be the type to join super teams and stuff like that.
He said he would rather. I think he said he would rather go to the Clippers than
than play with LeBron.
He didn't say LeBron now.
I thought he said something similar, he would rather not. He'd rather play against those guys than go play with them.
Yeah, I think he said something.
I want to know what Uncle Dennis said.
Uncle Dennis, he running
shit. If Uncle Dennis say jump, Kawhi gonna jump. So I want to see it.
You funny.
That's crazy. So how y'all feel about the Laker trade as a whole?
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of in between, only because if they get Kawhi, if they're able to get Kawhi, then it's a hell of a trade, I guess. But they gave up a lot, and not necessarily.
Mel, do you think that balances the league out more though? I'll say, do y'all think that it balances the league out a little bit more though?
I mean, I don't know. These niggas got three top five players if they get Kawhi.
They keep saying
ain't nothing balanced about that,
bro. Stay in the moment, bro.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
They might get Kemba.
They might get Kemba. I don't think Kemba will go there, though.
I really have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't, because Kemba, the way he wants to play, with those guys, LeBron's a ball stopper, AD's a ball stopper. So it's should he really go there?
We don't know no baby guards over here.
He's a baby guard. Kemba's a buck.
I'd rather start a bucket. I would start Alex Caruso, keep it a buck.
Wait, Mel, who was one of the toughest guards you had to guard this past season?
Man, I'm not even gonna lie, Kemba got me. Kemba got me bad.
Kemba? He's giving you work?
Nah, he just got me with he low-key made me turn around, you feel me?
He hit you with a move. I did that before, I think, too, before you. Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, I think I hit you with something that at SC one day.
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Akil really can't shoot, though, so,
I can't shoot? That's crazy. I was giving y'all work when we was playing that one day.
That one day, that one time, that one year?
With me, Stu, it was you, Harrison, something like that.
Nah.
You remember. J-Mac was in there, I think. Wait, so what was, one of the craziest performances you've seen this season?
Because
you would D-Book, and he had 60 one time, right?
Oh, yeah, no, watching him go for 60 and then watching him go for, 48 and then 58, that stretch right there was, that's crazy. When I was, he gifted. He gifted score for sure.
What about, teams y'all played against? What are, some of the crazy performances you saw?
I mean, Jokic gave us perfect 30, 12, and 12.
Hey. Yo, Jokic is so cold.
I forgot about him. He's nice, too.
Yeah, Jokic forgot about Joel. Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Joel give y'all work?
Man, nah, not really, actually.
I think Jokic is better than Joel. Yeah,
I think so.
Like all around?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. They both. They two different games though, you feel me?
Yeah, I know. To me, I like Jokic's game more because when he gets it in the post, like he has better vision than Joel, I'll say that. So when he gets in the post, he can easily make off a nice little dime to somebody that's cutting to the basket. When Joel gets in the post, yeah. I think he's just like too narrow minded.
There's the black hole.
Once he gets in the post, he's going up no matter what. And Jokic, he can push it down the floor. Again, he's a great passer.
I just felt like Joel settled for a lot more threes.
Oh my god, in the playoffs.
But I mean, he was hurt. He was hurt a lot. So I would say you can use that as an excuse. Oh, but at the same time, it's like he should be putting people under the rim.
On me, yo, Joel, he's doing too much trying to shoot like Steph Curry. He need to be under the basket every play. I don't get that. You 7-1, and you trying to shoot threes. That's crazy.
But that's the game now. Everybody be trying to shoot now.
My thing is this. Like, yeah. That's cool, but if you're going to shoot threes, you got to shoot over 30, 31, 32%. If you're going to shoot 10 a game.
Facts. Yeah. I agree.
I remember
that.
One playoff
game. Was there
double digit threes? That's crazy.
No, yeah, he did it in the first half.
Oh, man. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Mel, was there any, like, one teammate that, like, tried to, like, take you under their wing or, like, mentor you in a way?
Man. I would say, yeah. I would say, like, I mean, I was just cool with everybody, like, but everybody was – we had kind of younger guys, too, and most of our vets ended up leaving. So, like, at the end of the season, we had, like, Jamal, and that was, like, the only, like, really, like, older dude.
Oh, Crawford. Yeah.
So, we had Jamal. So, then I started talking to Jamal a lot. Like towards like middle and like late into the season, because he was really our only bet. But other than that, everybody was just cool. We was all around the same age, like Book 22, Josh 22, like Rashawn is 24, like DeAndre is 21. You feel me? And it's like we all got like we got young dudes, and Kelly's what like 22, 23.
Yeah.
So we got all young.
Damn, yeah. That is a hella young team.
You feel me? So.
Yeah. I feel that, though. I mean, that probably makes it, a little bit better. Obviously, y'all want to be winning, but at the same time, it just makes y'all more comfortable being around each other because there's not, like, that one guy that thinks he knows more than the other.
Yeah, we kind of, like, all learning.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. All right, man. I'm going to need to hear your top five as far as music right now.
Top five music right now?
Right now, what you playing, man? Your headphones.
You gotta go with some Future.
Some Future.
Polo G new album, Tough.
Is it? I'm gonna have to tune in.
It's tough. Roddy Ricch.
Okay, Roddy Ricch. I like that one. That's cool. I mean, he cool.
What you mean, Dirk?
Like
Dirk,
little Dirk. Oh my god,
Dirk, yo. And then let's see, man. I'll go back to Dom Kennedy.
Who?
Dom Kennedy. Oh, Dom, you feel me,
bro? I said right now.
Are you saying who I'm playing right now?
No, he said who your top five right now.
Yeah, who your top five right now?
My top five.
I'm about to say Dom. I ain't heard Dom put out nothing about 2 years.
I was like, damn, he dropped something?
Let's see.
So you don't listen to Drake?
Nah, I don't really listen to Drake like that.
So you didn't listen to the last two songs?
Nah, I ain't listened to them.
That's crazy. I'm not even a Drake fan like that either. Like, I think Kendrick Burton.
Facts. Huh? And Nicole.
Facts. There we go.
Ooh, J. Cole.
J. Cole better than Drake.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say at this point, honestly.
Chemezi said the same thing.
Like, I just can't even believe it. What don't you like about Drake?
Bro, he's just like he's a pop star, bro. He's just like,
really?
I don't know. It's nothing like his old albums, bro. It's totally different.
I mean, so you're saying you did like him at one point, and now you don't really mess with his like new music. Yeah. I guess. I mean, me, I slander Drake all the time, but I mean, I still rock with some of his tunes. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna always be Kendrick over Drake. But yo, you don't like J. Cole. Yo, you think J. Cole is sleepy music? No,
that's not facts. I like J. Cole. I just don't like when. I don't like K.O.D.
That woke like, rap. You don't like woke rap.
I don't like, yeah. I mean, it's cool and all, but, like, I don't know. It's just, J. Cole definitely, he definitely changed from the day that he got into the game into how he can, mm-hmm. and how he is now. Like, I just don't really like, I don't really care for, like, how K.O.D.'s album was. Just,
I feel that.
So, it was cool.
It was cool. I wouldn't. I don't know. I didn't really care for it, but people overhype like how it was, and I was just like, wow.
But that's what I'm saying. People overhype Drake's music too. Like he can do no wrong.
What's a bad Drake song though?
Like, I don't know. A lot of his songs are mediocre. But like,
all those songs are decent. Yes, I wouldn't say mediocre. All those songs, a lot of his songs is decent.
Are decent?
Like, they're not bad. Yeah, like they decent.
And people be head over heels for him. That's crazy, man.
All day and night.
Wait, you mess with Juice WRLD?
Nah.
This guy.
Nah.
He don't mess with Cardi, Juice WRLD, Drake. But you listen to Lil Durkio.
Dirk nice, though. Don't do that. Dirk like that. God. Dirk like that for real.
Bro, you're not from Chicago, bro.
It don't matter, though. Dirk like
Chicago that. Chicago drill. That's crazy. Hey, bro, I know you ain't having no fits in college and high school, so what's up with your drip now, man?
Wow.
Man, I'm finna – nah. I be chilling, though. I'm like more – I be chilling, though.
You lay back with it? I feel you. I seen you with a couple fits in the – on a couple of your pics you had posted from the tunnel.
I got
them. You got the fits? You just don't be rocking them. So you're not really big on, like, the high fashion –
I'm finna go get a $300-$400 shirt real quick. You feel me?
No, I
get a
look at
this guy.
I mean, it's cool.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's smooth when you put it together, but nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you keep it simple.
Akil said you used to wear the baggy camo cargo pants back in high school.
The Levi joints, the bootcut joints.
Low key.
What?
Yeah. I mean, bro, I went to an all boy private high school. What you want me to do?
Hey, I hear you, bro. Yeah, crispy. Yeah. Hey, long as you got drip now, man. Like, what's your go to kick? Like off the court?
Air Force Ones.
What's up with people in Air Forces? Like, I just can't. I don't like them.
What you mean? What you don't like about them?
I think they just don't look right on me. I don't know. Like, they look bulky.
I mean, you are skinny as hell, so that's what.
What? I'm just as big as you. What are you talking about?
That's different. Bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy, dog. I'm simple too, though. I just keep it with some Vans and some Air Max or something, and call it a day. I know you'd be wearing the Balenciagas and stuff.
Nah.
The that's crazy.
Y'all like them look though?
The new ones.
Like the what's the all black one?
The sock, the one that looks like a sock. I don't. Yo, you like?
Yeah, they pretty dope, man. I like them.
The Balenciaga?
Yeah, they dope. I mean, they look like a condom, but they dope.
Hell no, that is just ugly. I would never. I just don't. I mean, people just be spending hella bread on the most basic shoes. Like,
they just out of my price range. That's the only thing.
But you would cop some if you could?
If I could cop, knock it off. I swear I do.
What are those other shoes, Ilya? What are they called?
Christian Dior?
Yeah, Christian Dior.
Them is hard.
Them is cool. They look bulky too, though. Like, I can't do the bulky joints.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they everybody trying to do like how Kanye got the Yeezys looking.
The Yeezys looking? Yeah. Wait, so what's your go-to kicks on the court, D-Man?
Man, it's kind of weird, though, like, in the league. It's kind of like, it's not like a rule, but it's kind of like, you don't want to wear, like, somebody else's shoes that you finna play. Okay. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, it's like an unwritten rule.
So it's kind of like, oh, you really finna wear his shoes? Like, you feel me? Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
Are you trying to switch him up?
Man, I'll be wearing Kobe.
Yeah, I'll be wearing Kobe's, though. I was wearing Kobe's, Paul George's, Kyrie's.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense, though. Did you have, like, anything you had to do for being a rookie? I know Chin was telling me he had to wear, a backpack with condoms in it for the vets.
Man,
you had to do some of that?
Nice.
I heard that was a rule. Like, he said one day, I don't know what somebody got going on pull up.
San Antonio, though.
Yeah, he had to, like, slide the condoms under the door on the road.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, Chimezie said one time he had to put one on for somebody. Yo, I couldn't believe it. We had to hang that shit up immediately.
I was like, wow. That's out of pocket. Like, how you know what
I mean, they're champions for a reason, you feel me?
Yeah, they too close. Facts.
I don't want no ring if that's
what it takes.
Hey, man, sacrifices, you feel me?
Yeah, I guess.
That's crazy. So you ain't had to do nothing like that?
Nah. Nah, I don't know if because we was losing, but yeah, nah, we wasn't doing nothing like that.
You had to carry, like, no little, like, cartoon backpack, nothing like that?
Nah.
That's crazy. They're going to have to have you do something for your next season.
They all 21 years old.
Yeah, we all around the same age.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So it was, like, little stuff, like get us food to the plane. That was pretty much it, though. You feel me? Just bring food to the plane, mm-hmm. or, like, if they needed something, like, order food.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, man. You know, we got to ask you about the women, dog. You know, we got to ask you. So, you find it easier now that you in the L to get, it's easier to get women or what?
Yeah. I would say probably, yeah. I mean, like, when you in the league now, like, girls is a lot more reckless, you feel me? They gonna shoot their shot a lot more.
That's what I'm saying, too. So, like, do you find it that girls are, like, hitting you up, DMing you more than you DMing them?
It's like, they be DMing me. I'm like, hold up. Like, it's kind of weird sometimes. And it's like, sometimes you're just like, huh?
Yeah.
Hey. It's way more now that you're in the league.
Hey.
They be knowing. They be knowing off rip.
I mean,
you gotta say nothing. They just be knowing.
Hey, thing is, like, whenever you're ready to curse somebody, just curve them and then lob it to me. You good?
All right, I got you. I'm gonna start putting you on.
Hey, I'm about to really start saying, like, you're like, I'm in the league.
Hey, Ilya, tell them your at. Tell everybody your at.
My at.
Yeah, what's your at on Instagram?
I just changed it.
It's Ilya Rico.
It's
Ilya
Rico now. It's just a name, first and last. No spaces, no nothing.
Yeah,
that's smooth. I'll feel it.
Hey. So yeah, when D Man Curry, you just hop into
your league. I'm about to start saying, like, yo, man, I'm in the league. I ain't gonna say I play. I'm just saying I'm in the league.
They probably believe you though.
Facts. I'm about to grow my beard out. I'm about to really get
Bro, you ain't got no beard.
Yo, it's coming. Yo, I'm about to get the surgery.
What surgery?
The facial hair surgery.
The beard
surgery.
What?
Facts, bro. It's about to. Hey, I'm about to be like,
wow. Man. That's crazy. Hey, so Mel, do you think, would you be, so say you have a girlfriend, are you cool with your girl having your location and going through your phone?
Nah.
That's out?
Nah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, dog. But the world we live in, you know, that's what
but
they
But you know
wanting.
What's crazy? I'm not even going front, though. When I was with my ex, I'm not even going to lie. I think she might have had my location.
Damn. And, like, yeah, that whole thing, I feel like it's insecure in a way, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't trust me, like, don't be with me.
Facts.
Like, my mom don't even got my location. What you need my location for?
You ain't getting my location.
Hell no, dog. Yeah,
mom
that's crazy.
For champ.
Wait, you said what she got it for? I mean, in case of emergency, dog, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel you. You're not grown, bro.
I'm grown,
dog. I'm just saying, you feel me?
Nah, it's just, like, something that's just – it's been, like, since high school.
Oh,
type,
yeah,
no, so I just,
no,
they
I
never.
Feel, I feel you. I
I ain't never thought to like just turn it off. Yeah. Like, it's not good.
Maybe just after high school or something like that. I would probably, you know.
Turn it off.
Jokes.
Okay. I hear you. That's crazy. I'm gonna make sure I turn it off for you though.
Now you good, bro?
Just for you, bro. Wow, you know, that's crazy. You don't put me on the spot like that.
Sure, if he get abducted, somebody else know where he is. His last place is at.
Yeah, exactly, dog.
You agree to that?
No, I.
That's a real tough scene right there.
I hate to see it. Hey, so what's the ideal date, Mel? Like, where you taking chicks now? I know you got Nobu money, so like, where you taking them?
Huh?
Where you taking chicks nowadays? I know you got Nobu money, so what's the ideal date for you?
Nah, Nobu too expensive. I don't be doing Nobu.
For some sushi?
No.
For some sushi, I'm good.
So what you do? What's your ideal first date? Like, you just met a chick. She like, oh, let's go hang out type. Where you taking her?
It depends on where she want to go. You feel me?
Oh, it's on her? So that's what I'm saying. So, like, what if she like?
I'm going to ask you what.
Like, so she like, I want to go to Nobu. You're not going to Nobu?
I mean, I'm gonna suggest some other stuff. Nah, I mean, if she really want to go to Nobu, we gonna for sure.
You gonna make it happen? I'm gonna
make it happen.
Wow.
I hear you, dog. It must be nice.
I'm not doing Nobu like that.
Hey, first date. Yeah, first. Just ask D-Man take you to Nobu. You good?
Nobu on first dates.
No, hey. Yeah, Mel said we're going back to the crib first date.
Chill.
He said Netflix and chill first date.
Netflix and no chill.
No.
Hey, I saw. Hey, I saw you got. You still got the Challenger.
Yeah,
bro. When you gonna get the Hellcat? The Hellcat Challenger.
I'm finna.
I know you're thinking about it.
I think I know. I know. I might do that. I might get it this year, honestly.
Bro.
I might get a Hellcat, or I might just, like, tune mine up. You feel me?
Nah. Get the Hellcat, bro.
Why?
Bro, why
it's
not?
Be loud.
You got the Scat Pack?
Nah, I got...
Yo,
I just got, like, the 2019 one.
Yo, you might as well go all the way.
That's what I... But you know what's crazy though? I was telling myself after I got mine, I was like, I should just went and got this the Hellcat.
Facts. Yo, this is so crazy.
Damn. Let's be nice, dog.
The league, that's what I'm gonna get.
Which league? Which league?
Which on league? Me. Hey, which one should I go to? I got my options open.
That's crazy.
Facts.
Wait, so how y'all? So you brought it up, whatever. But like the whole Kylie situation, where a female, you know, you'll be with her, you have a child with her, and she talking about she want to experience stuff with other men. Like, how you feel about that?
Yeah, that's mad wild. Like, I don't know. That's not cool. If my chick said that, yo, like, if my chick says that, then I ain't got no chick no more. I gotta start fresh. I'm going back to the drawing board.
You gonna go back to square one?
But you got a kid with her.
Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy. Like, that's just
that's what I'm saying. Like he's moving backwards. Essentially, like, okay, we started a family or whatever. We got a kid, but now you want to experience stuff with other men.
Trying to start over.
My thing is this though.
Yeah, like
my
what?
Thing is this though. Like the fact that she just went away and like announced or like was saying that. Well, not
publicly. Yeah, yeah.
Like if you're gonna do it, just do it on the side. Like.
She had to let it be known.
But that's cool. She had to, so other dudes start hitting her up, huh?
Yeah. If my chick said that, I'm turning straight into Ike Turner.
I wouldn't say all that. So. I wouldn't say all that now.
I'd be like, you serious? Yeah,
she would for sure be dead to me.
Yeah, like, we can't, you can't be saying that, Kai. That's mad wild. If you're going to do it, just do it. Like, don't just
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, just tell me on the side.
Nah, don't
good.
Even tell me. So, don't let me know. Just if you're gonna do it, just do it.
Just do it.
Damn.
Just don't let me know. Don't let me find out.
That's so okay. So how you feel about the Aisha situation with Curry being in the playoffs and her coming out and saying what she said about not getting as much attention.
Yeah, she was tripping for that.
I get what she was saying.
What you think? What you think, Mel?
I get what she was saying, but like I think it was just more for like the bad timing.
Yeah, that's what I was telling everybody too. I was like, "Yo, it's just the timing of it. Like, that's crazy." I understand what she was saying, but he in the middle of the playoffs trying to get into another ring. And you talk about you don't get attention.
I don't even understand what she was saying. My thing is just like she was a mom of like what, 3 kids. She mom of 3 kids. If she wanted attention, she should have went out and been like an athlete or an actress or something. Like if you want attention, you better.
She be cooking, dog.
How many followers she got? I know she got thousands of followers. Like, if that ain't enough attention, right. I don't know what it is. She's trying to go out and have dudes hit on her. Like, how can you really think like that? You got 3 kids by this dude. You a wife, and that's what you thinking about? That's crazy to me.
I mean, but like, that is you crazy. Guys see what she was trying to say though. You feel me? She was just saying like, which is true, like. A lot of women do be trying to hit like on like dudes in the league, even if they do got girls.
Well, yeah, I mean, cause they in the league. If you,
it's like what you expect.
If she wanted attention, she better go out and become like an actress or something.
Yeah, she better try to go play in the WNBA.
Yo, hey, that's how it is, man. You want attention, you gotta work for it. Now, ain't gonna come from no cooking show. I can tell you that.
The most attention a cooker ever got was Rachel Ray.
She could still get it.
That's crazy.
Wait, what?
Rachel Ray, the Food Network. She's probably the most famous cook ever.
She's not the most famous, but she in there. She
one of them as far as females.
She in there. She for sure in there.
You said she could get what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what they say, right?
Huh?
What they say?
I think it go by the way of I'm gonna give her this pickle and show her the deal or something like that. How'd it go?
Oh,
I forgot how it went, man. I look, he tricked it off, but like, I'm at after this podcast, I'm gonna know exactly what it is. I'm gonna say it on the next one.
That's wild. Hey, so Mel, if someone offered you a deal. You have to make 9 out of 10 free throws for $100 million. But if you get 8 out of 10, you spend a year in prison. You light. Doing it?
I'm doing it.
You said light? Yeah. You going for the $100 mil?
Wait.
Man, you about to be in the state penitentiary.
Hold on.
Wait, hey, don't do that.
All we got to do is look up his free throw percentages.
I'm about to say, what's his free throw percentage? I know it's like 65. No,
it's like 84, 83.
Hold on, let's look this up.
I'm about to look it up.
The Anthony Melton
75
free throw. They said you 6'4". You're not 6'4". It's crazy.
Hey, 75%.
75. Yeah, you going? Yeah. You going to the state penitentiary?
Yeah, I don't think they updated it.
Nah, it's updated.
Nah, I don't think so.
They said they updated.
If Melton's 6'4", I'm legit 6'3". I'm a healthy 6'3".
I'm saying, bro, I'm at least 6'6".
Wow.
Ilya, aren't we the same height?
Hey, low key, bro. Like, I'm 6'4".
Whoa. Mel. Ilya is 5'11".
What?
Cap.
Hey, wait, hold up, bro. Like, I got chicks listening to this. What are y'all talking about? How tall am I?
Bro, you're 5'11". 6 feet on a good day.
No, we not the same height, bro.
I'm off. We the same height.
Ilya be throwing salt in his shoe.
Wow.
That's everybody crazy. That's listening, me and Ilya the same height for sure.
Yeah, I'm legit. I'm a healthy 6'4". I might even. I had a growth spurt lately, so I'm.
You're not like Ilya 6'5", right?
I'm almost to 6'5" and 6'4".
Ilya said he want his chick to look like Brittany Griner.
Are you talking breed?
Yeah, he said he need him a healthy thoroughbred.
Well, I'll never do that.
Man, shout out to the WNBA, man.
Hey, shout out to the WNBA. Hey, Jordan Canada, the only reason why I watch, but shout out to WNBA.
Yeah, hey, Kelsey Plum, really... nice too. Huh? Old girl from Washington.
Who? Which
remember
one?
I remember she was a she went to Washington.
Kelsey Plum.
Kelsey Plum? Hey, she's straight
she
to it.
Too,
using those DMs, huh?
Chill out.
Wow.
Chill out.
Hey, let me know.
Chill out.
Oh my god, man! But yeah, WNBA definitely on the come up. They got a lot more talent in there. I'll be tuning in.
I'm gonna watch when they got the female Steph Curry joint.
That's the only time you gonna watch.
Well, that's like, I mean, it don't really excite me yet. Like, I try to watch it. It's just one time I watched it, and it was like 7 turnovers in a row.
That's crazy. So, Mel, what's your favorite place on the road from this past season? What was one of your favorite places that you all traveled to?
Man, it was my first time. It was my first time in a few cities, though. But, man, I would say probably Miami.
Miami?
What about Miami?
It's just like, it was my first time to Miami, you feel me? So it was like the whole experience and everything.
Nightlife was crazy.
Man, I don't really be going out like that.
Yeah, I know you don't go out. All right, man. So what you looking forward to, like, improving on and stuff for, like, the next upcoming season?
Man, I'm finna just get right with everything. I've been in the gym. I'm working out at Mamba 2 with Boat. I be seeing Benny up there.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
I've seen Boat up.
Y'all working out with the same guy?
Nah, we're working out with different dudes, but I'm working on a dude named AJ Bouye.
Wait,
why does that name sound familiar?
Nah.
Wait, I was like, that name sounds so familiar.
Y'all know who that is, right? For Jacksonville.
AJ Bouye, fool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wait, he played in the league or anything?
Nah, he went to what's that one? Indiana.
Okay, his name sounds so familiar.
Everybody knows,
but
I didn't know him until today, but like everybody, not today, but like until I started working out with him.
Right. So you just been working on everything pretty much, pick and roll, working on your shot.
Bro. Trying to get this ratchet right.
Yeah. I mean, you made progress with his shoot. Dudes didn't think he was going to be able to shoot in the league for some whatever reason.
What?
I said, going into last year to the draft, a lot of people was, like, talking, like, as if you couldn't shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody was but I mean, I had a year off, though. So, it was like.
Yeah, that is true. They didn't know what to expect.
So, that was, like, my freshman year, and I was a whole different player my freshman year.
That is true. Damn. So, it's like, is there anything specifically you're looking forward to for, like, the next upcoming season? Since you're not considered, like, a rookie no more, so. Like, any new responsibilities, you think, or just anything like
just
that?
More wins. I'm just ready to win, you feel me? We had, what, like, 20 wins this year?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just getting ready to win.
He said, wow.
I got my team now. I forgot about that. I forgot. Bro, I remember,
said, wow.
Bro, I totally forgot that y'all went, like, what was it, like 120
and, like
100 days without a win or something? It was like from January to the end of March.
100 days?
Damn.
For real.
Hey, no, y'all gonna be a lot better. I got Monty now.
Bro,
y'all know y'all
wait,
be a little,
hey, time out,
little
time
older.
Out. You can't say y'all gonna be a lot better. Like, yeah, they gotta sign us.
I
gotta,
said, y'all gonna
they gotta
be...
sign somebody before we can say a lot better.
No,
nah,
I'm saying,
bro,
though, they're gonna make strides, though.
Think about it, though. Everybody, a year older, we had a lot of young
bro. Bro, that sounds great on paper, but y'all are in the West.
That's facts.
Yeah,
that's...
No, that is true, though. The West is
like
the East.
Yo, it sounds good on paper until you playing LeBron, KD, LeBron, AD, and Kawhi. And
then he you gotta keep play going Paul with
this. Oh, my God.
He keep going with this.
It's going to be real tough. It's going to be real easy out there.
Even though the league is pretty much wide open for next season as far as, like, a champion, it is the West. Because KP's in the West now. Oh,
Porzingis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Didn't Dallas finish, like, towards the bottom, too?
Yeah. They about to get a draft.
Yeah.
No, they traded theirs to the Knicks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Nah, the West is about to be crazy. Sacramento. Everybody's good in the West. Everybody. So, shoot, I mean, we could wrap it up in a sec. Just, well, Mel, if there was, like, anything you could tell, like, you know, young kids aspiring to be in your position one day, like, what would you tell them?
Wait, what?
I said if there was anything you would tell young kids, like, aspiring to be in your shoes one day, what would you tell them?
Man, I would say, like, growing up, hooping and stuff, just fall in love with it. You just got to fall in love with everything you do. Because a lot of times, coaches can take it away from you.
Man.
You feel me? It's happened to, like, everybody. That, like, it's happened to everybody.
No, facts, bro. Yeah.
You just got to stay in love with it. Realize why you started playing. And just keep working hard. And just don't let you know, the critics and everybody on social media tell you what you know, can and can't do. Be a facts. Tough critic on yourself and just keep getting better.
Facts. All right, dog. Well, shoot. I appreciate you taking the time. You a busy man. You know, I've been asking you since like 2017 to hop on the podcast, I feel like. But it's good now, you know, it's good.
I mean, I'll be moving in silence type.
Yeah, I know. You be low key, bro. But yeah, so thanks, dog, for, you know, doing this and whatnot. And, you know, we'll stay tuned and, you know, get healthy and stuff. And, you know, we'll be tuned in for next season.
All right, for sure. Yeah.
All right, Brody.
All right, I'll catch y'all.
All right, man.
Yep. All right.